Welcome into week two of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up weekly with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN.
Well, Coach, off to a 1-0 start. Team came out, looked like played pretty well, executed well early in that game against Saydell. I'm sure you would have liked a little bit more time in the game to get tested, but your guys did what they needed to.
Yeah, we got off to a fast start. That's something that we've kind of been one of our goals this year, where last year there were times we didn't really get ready to go until probably that second quarter. So that was something we wanted to do this week. And, our seniors got our guys going.
Yeah, it sounded like it got exciting there from the opening play of the game. You have a big play that's called back on a kickoff, and then immediately the offense goes to work and rips off a big run from Tyler Mullen. So it's fun to see those big, exciting plays early.
Definitely. And another one of our goals, too, was to try and get a score on special teams, which I thought our special teams, for being out there the first time and being in a live situation, executed fairly well. We're going to have to be better this week.
And I know from talking from folks that were able to watch the game, it sounded like that was one thing that did improve quite a bit from last year was the kicking game, just a matter simply of kickoffs. So you're able to put the ball there pretty deep with Mr. Pulido, and maybe the coverage is going to get used to the ball being down there a little bit further, but you guys did a pretty good job of executing there.
Well, it's a huge weapon, and it's, like you said, Cale Pulido, last year, just with a year of growth, a year in the weight room, now he can pretty much do that nearly every time, and if not, it's down at the five, so it gives our coverage guys plenty of time to get down there and make a tackle. So that's a huge weapon in high school football, if you can kick that ball in the end zone.
Well, and I know you wanted to get the ground game going. Obviously, you were able to do that. Tyler Mullen and a bunch of other guys getting a chance to touch the ball and having some success. It sounded like that was definitely a strength for your team.
Yeah, certainly. Tyler, takes that first play from scrimmage for a touchdown, and then, a couple plays later does the same thing when we get the ball back. I thought our offensive line did a nice job of getting off the football and moving some guys, and then Tyler has great vision, so you just got to give him a seam, and he can take it to the end zone. So that's the way we wanted to start it, and that's how things got done.
On the other side of the ball defensively, do you have any guys that stood out for you there?
Well, I just, going back to Tyler a little bit, he scored multiple different ways. I think he scored offensively, defensively, and maybe once on special teams too. So that was good to see out of him. I know he wants to have a big year. But overall defensively, I think Cale Pulido, not only is he our kicker, but not very often do you have a kicker that's going to go down and make the tackle too. So if he doesn't kick it in the end zone, he was in on three or four tackles. And then defensively, he was just a tough guy to block as well.
Well, as you move on now here to week number two, you take on a Creston team that looked like they had a pretty impressive opening week themselves as well. They were able to put up quite a big number stat line on the offensive side of the ball. What have you seen here so far from the Panthers?
Well, they're just a normal Creston team, big up front. They've got a third-year quarterback back in Eli Loudon, who does a great job of distributing the ball. I think he threw for four touchdowns and 300-some yards. So they're going to be big. They're going to try and run the ball first on us, and then they're going to open up their passing game. So when you have a third-year quarterback back, that's certainly helpful when you're trying to air the ball out.
Well, always a team that you expect to have multiple weapons. It does look like, though, that Cale Krawlik stood out a little bit there in the receiving core, had a big game, over 250 yards receiving and three touchdowns. Obviously, that's a guy you got to figure out how to keep track of.
Well, not only him, with those three touchdowns and huge numbers in the air or catches, their rushing game wasn't bad at times either. Andy Mills, one of their top running backs, returns too. So they kind of have that three-headed monster with they can run, pass, and receive. So our defense will certainly be tested, and that's going to be, I think, pretty critical in this football game.
Yeah, obviously you have to be prepared to defend multiple ways when you are, battling an attack like that. Anything in particular that you think you guys really have to do well to be able to slow them down?
Well, we got to be aligned correctly. And last week, I thought for the most part we were. Our linebackers were shifted a little bit sometimes, but we managed to get through that. If that's the case this week, we could be in trouble because they'll be able to down block on our guys and have a seam and go. Otherwise, we're going to have to put some pressure on Loudon, being a third-year quarterback. And, kind of diced up the number 10 ranked team in 2A in Sheridan. We're going to have our hands full.
Well, we talked about before the season started having some of those guys that can kind of be a versatile weapon, both, you know, sticking their nose in inside and being able to cover on the outside. Obviously, this is a team you're going to have to do that against. Have you seen that so far here in game one from some of those guys?
Yeah, I think so. I like who we have out there. You know, Joe Weaver is going to have a good game on the outside linebacker position. He's going to be sometimes blitzing, sometimes in coverage. So Joe's really going to have to have his head on straight. Tyler Mowen, of course, I think he's capable, but he's got to make sure we're in the right coverage. And whether he's blitzing or coverage guys, that's what's going to be critical on the back end is, you know, are we in coverage or are we blitzing? And you got to be able to do your job.
How about along that defensive front? You think you're able to get some pressure? I know you probably didn't get to see a whole lot there in week one, but you know, what's that looking like? Obviously, against a guy who stood back and threw the ball a bunch of times last week, you're going to need to do that.
Definitely. You know, their linemen, when they throw the ball, go foot to foot, so it's tough to get any seams in there. We're going to try to open some things up off the edge and try to get some blitzes in off the edge then. But it's going to have to be quick, and if we give him any time, he is definitely a weapon back there.
Well, and I know coming into this season, as we look on the other side of the line of scrimmage, you thought you had some good guys up front that could really kind of lean on a little bit and maybe, you know, become more of a strength for the team than maybe has been in the past few years. What'd you see from those guys on the front line last week?
Yeah, very pleased with the offensive line last week. You know, a couple missed assignments, which is, you know, what you kind of expect the first game. You don't want that to happen, but it seems like it happens no matter what in the first game of the year. We're trying to clean some of that up, but our guys are really going to be tested. And I think this game comes down to, you know, what happens in the trenches, both offense and defense. If we can move some guys and just create some seams for Tyler Mowen, that's going to open everything up for us, not only rushing, but also in our play-action pass game. And on the flip side, as we just talked about, defensively, if we can get some pressure without bringing any blitzes, that will really help us out.
Last week, obviously, your first chance to see some different guys get under center for you. How do you feel like that position went?
Oh, I thought all of them, you know, performed the way we wanted to. I really thought Garrett McLaren kind of really excelled in changing up the snap count, just managing the game. He didn't have to do anything spectacular, and that's what we're not going to ask him to do right away. Later on, as the season progresses, we need him to improve, of course. But right now, we just need him to hand the ball off, play action pass, and get us in the right sets.
Well, early on in the season, you want to see guys out there executing, not making mistakes that hinder the team. What did you see there in week one? Were you able to play pretty clean and stay away from penalties?
Yeah, for the most part. I think we only had four penalties, a lot of them on special teams, one on defense. That was just a case where we didn't, you know, with some of the rules changes, we didn't coach enough. So we've got that all cleaned up where we got to lead with our hands on some of those cracked back blocks. But I really thought on the perimeter, we blocked nicely out at the wide receiver positions, both sides of the ball, Grant Sturm, Colin Molinex, and that's going to be critical for us to, you know, it goes from a 10 or 20 yard gain to maybe a touchdown if you can get somebody blocked out there. So it was nice to see none of those guys had holding penalties either. So we're going to need that this game.
Well, when you look at attacking Creston and the way that they will like to come out defensively, is there anything in particular you see there that you want to try to work against?
Well, they're just so big up front. We're going to have to mix it up, and all of our offense is going to have to be used. You know, last week we kind of, you know, maybe didn't use everything in the run game. This week we're going to have to mix it up and run the ball inside the tackles, try to go off tackle, and then try to go outside and just keep that mixture going until we can find something that maybe we can hang our hat on.
Well, and you just talked about the receivers having a good game blocking last week. I think that becomes all the more critical when you're playing a team that maybe is going to be able to slow down a thing here or there. You're going to have to mix up where you are running the football, so it's key for everybody out there to be doing their job in that regard.
Definitely. You know, that's kind of the last piece of the pie we talk about at practice is if our linemen can get things going up front, you know, can you take that 10, 20-yard gain and take it into a touchdown? And that's, you know, that's how our receivers operate. We spend a lot of time on it, and I like our guys out there on the perimeter.
It seems like the last few meetings here between these two teams, and probably much longer than that, it seems like every time these teams get together, it's always a hard-hitting, hard-fought game. I know you played some really close games, or games where you thought, you know, maybe you've had a pretty good chance against them the last few seasons. I'm sure you expect nothing different here this time around.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're hungry. They want to improve on their record last year in their district. I think they have a chance to do that. And they want to get off on a good start just as much as we do. So I look for nothing different. I think it'll be close and, like you said, a hard-hitting contest.
Well, the first road trip here of the season, obviously you like to see folks come along and support, and if they can make the trip down to Creston, you'd appreciate having them in the stands on your side, and hopefully we can get a good atmosphere there for the guys on Friday night.
Yeah, I appreciate all our fan support last week and, of course, moving forward, and appreciate KJN and you, Chris. Thank you.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for week two, a Trojan preview here on KJN. Remember, we'll have the ball game coming up here tonight, Atlantic at Creston. That'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on KJN.